It is Thursday, the day we read from your letters, but I never go it alone. Here with me now to help thumb through the mail is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farah.
So what do you got?
On Tuesday's Bloggers Roundtable, you discussed the New Hampshire primaries. All of your guests weighed in on the winners and the losers. Here's LaShawn Barber's take on the results.
Well, to tell the truth, I haven't been following the day-to-day political drama. I blog about other things these days, but I get the overall picture. Obama has sort of raced out in front of Hillary, although he didn't win in New Hampshire. Is that right?
A listener named Balti Mama, who checks us out on member station WYPR in Baltimore, cast her own vote on LaShawn. I hope that you don't invite LaShawn Barber back on your show. You asked her about the New Hampshire primary, and she didn't even know who'd won it. It's unbelievable that anyone could not know who'd won. It's even more unbelievable that someone going on a national news program would not even have a basic grasp of at least a headline of the biggest news story in the country.
And here's another letter from Baltimore. It's from Ernie Barnes, who wrote to check us on our tribute to the late rock and soul guitarist Ike Turner. Ike died last month. Ernie writes, on your Ike Turner Remembrance broadcast, you stated that John Fogerty wrote Proud Mary and Creedence Clearwater Revival covered it. That sounded kind of absurd to the many NPR listeners who know that Creedence was Fogerty's band, and in 69, they were the first to record it. I hope that you, as an African-American journalist, give a seamless and, if possible, flawless presentation of whatever news or info you're presenting. Well, Ernie, thank you for the letter. I think this might be a simple misunderstanding. I did say the song was Fogerty's because he is the one credited with writing it. Recording credits are often very specific about who is and who is not responsible for penning a tune, and it's not uncommon for one or two band members to write a song that the entire group performs. So I went on to say that Proud Mary was recorded by Creedence Clearwater Revival and that it has been covered dozens, if not hundreds, of times.
Finally, we got this letter from Teresa Roberson in Fort Worth, Texas. She wrote about your interview, Farai, with Felicia Pearson, an actress on the hit TV series The Wire. Teresa was upset with how you two touched on the details of Felicia's real-life drama. Teresa writes, I heard you touch ever so tentatively on the subject of Miss Pearson's going to prison. In the introduction of your guest, you said, in part, that Miss Pearson was even set up for killing a woman. Then you went on to interview your guest. When you were speaking with Miss Pearson and broached the fact that she was in prison for murder, I swear I heard Miss Pearson interject in self-defense, pretty pointedly. Then you repeated, in self-defense, which seemed to be in agreement with her statement. But on the version on the website, all I hear is you saying, in self-defense, and not Miss Pearson's interrupted defense at all. Am I nuts? Did I imagine that part? Really, I did not expect you to necessarily give her a tongue-lashing in the brief interview you conducted, but I am sorry you handled her with such kid gloves.
Thanks for your letter, Teresa. In my interview with Felicia Pearson, I did say once that she went to jail for killing someone in self-defense, but I understand your larger point, that you feel I didn't push the guest enough to talk about or account for her criminal past.
Well, that's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write to us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. As always, thanks, Christopher.
Thanks a lot, Farah.